Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. What I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And for the first few moments, all I'd like you to do is close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. You're just trying to ground yourself into this moment, into this experience that is happening now. And yes, your mind will wander, and that's okay. It's important not to fight it. When you notice your mind has wandered, just come back to the breath. Just congratulate yourself because you're aware, and come back to the breath. So breathing nice and deep and slow in through the nose. And exhaling out through the mouth. Just exhaling all the way out. Breathing nice and deep and slow in through the nose. And out through the breath, out through the mouth. And as you're breathing, I'd like you to focus on the sternum. The sternum is the bone in the middle of the chest that passes between the rib cage. So it runs down the front of your chest. And as you breathe in, I'd like you to focus all your attention on the very tip of the sternum. Just imagine where that is for you. And notice what happens as you breathe in through the nose, and then exhale, all the way out, slowly through the mouth. Just focusing on that area of your body as a way to center and ground yourself. So as I'm quiet, just take a few moments to really try to connect with this moment that you're in, focusing on your breath and grounding yourself into the sternum, the middle of the chest. Good. So continuing to focus on your breath, continuing to focus on the sternum in the middle of the chest, I'd like to take a few moments to explain the exercise. So as mentioned, this is a mindful acceptance exercise. Mindful awareness and acceptance of thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, and urges. This exercise is best practice in a comfortable chair. It's better in a chair than lying in the bed. You'll be less tempted to fall asleep with your feet flat on the floor, your arms and your legs uncrossed, your hands resting in a comfortable position with your eyes closed. So throughout this exercise, you'll discover no matter how bad the internal experience is, no matter how bad the distress, the intensity, the frustration, the anger, the anxiety, no matter how bad it is, it neither lasts forever, nor does it do you any harm. This exercise is not about making you feel better or feel different, relaxed, or calm, however this may happen. The exercise is more about how to bring compassion, acceptance, awareness, and curiosity to whatever you're experiencing. To allow it to be there, to sit with the distress rather than pushing it away, pushing it down, ignoring it, or minimizing. Instead, a curious thing happens as we instead allow ourselves to be accepting, compassionate, aware, and curious about what is happening. Generally tends to dissipate in time. The intensity tends to go down all on its own. We don't need to try to force this to happen in any particular way, make it happen or want it to happen. But by allowing it to be whatever it is in that moment, this happens all on its own. So this exercise is learning to feel and stay with difficult emotions. Allowing them to be whatever they are, with an attitude of loving kindness, acceptance, compassion, curiosity. Allowing it to be there, making space for it, bringing such warmth and compassion to whatever you're feeling. It's a concrete way of learning that emotions are not your enemy. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. The goal is to develop this skill so that you can apply it in your life at any time, in any place, in any way. There's no right or wrong way to practice it. The important thing is just to simply commit to doing these exercises on a path of becoming a better observer of the full experience of life, a better observer of your thoughts, your feelings, what's happening in your body, which is called the somatic experience, and what the urges are, the behaviors are, a better observer in so many ways. So just finding a quiet place to practice this exercise. At first, you may choose to listen to the recording to practice so that you really become familiar. And if ever you're in high levels of distress, a 6 or above on a scale of 1 to 10, you'll need the recording to help you ground into the experience, into the exercise. So the easiest way to practice this exercise at first is by listening to the recording. After you become familiar with it, you can simply take out 3, 5, or 7 minutes wherever you are in a washroom, and you can simply do the exercise through your mind, and you'll find you'll feel great relief, great calm. So again, just becoming connected with your breath. Take a few moments to really connect with the movement of your breath. The movement of your chest as it rises when you breathe in, and then as you exhale, the movement of your chest, your tummy, the sternum, as you exhale, as it settles down. Become aware of all the sensations in your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Also, bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, to the sensation of touch you feel where the body makes contact with the furniture or the floor, the contact between the bottom of your feet and the floor, the contact with your hands and the furniture, contact with the underside of your arms, your legs, and your back with the furniture. Become more aware of sensations of touch or pressure. And as well, becoming more aware of how the breath, the movement of the breath, is like the ocean waves. Coming in and out, the breath is always moving, just like the ocean. It has a rhythm in the body, just like the ocean. It moves similar to the ocean. Focus on each inhalation and then each exhalation. Notice the changing patterns in the chest, the ribs, the belly, as you breathe in and breathe out. There's no need to control your breathing in any particular way. Simply let the breath breathe all by itself. And as best you can, bring an attitude of generous allowing and generous, gentle acceptance to the rest of your experience of breathing. Allow it to be whatever it is in this moment. Allow it to change if that's what it does. Allow it to change moment to moment. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved, no goal to be attained. Simply allow your experience to be your experience without needing it to be other than it is. And sooner or later, your mind will wander from the breath away to other concerns. And this is just simply what the mind does. It'll wander away to other thoughts, other worries, other sensations, planning, daydreaming, listing, tasking, worrying. It may just bounce along, drift from one thing to the next, or stay on something. This is just simply what the mind does. And when you notice your mind has wandered, gently congratulate yourself. You've come back. You're aware. And you can come back to your breath when you're ready. You may choose to briefly acknowledge where your mind wandered off to. Ah, there's thinking. Ah, there's planning. As if you're observing it in a third person. There's worrying. There's reminiscing. There's ruminating. Just gently escort your attention back to the breath, coming in and going out as best you can. Bring a quality of kindness, compassion, and awareness to your experience. See the wanderings of the mind as an opportunity to bring patience and gentle curiosity to your experience. As mentioned, it's natural for the mind to wander. There's no need to force yourself to think about anything else specifically, to make those thoughts go away, or to resolve or problem solve anything. As best you can, just allow the thoughts to bounce along as they do, giving space to whatever you have, making as much space for the thoughts, their randomness, their chaotic nature, as much space as it feels like it needs. Bring a quality of kindness, compassion, and awareness, and a gentle curiosity to the experience as it changes moment to moment. And when you become aware of bodily sensations and feelings, tensions or other intense sensations in the body, just notice them. Acknowledge their presence. Make as much space as you can for them. It may feel like that discomfort, frustration, anger, anxiety, sadness, overwhelm. It may feel like that tension, that shame, that heaviness, that knots need to take up as much space as your body allows. Take up the entire space of your body. It may feel like it needs more, like a whole room or a whole house. It may need as much space as a city block, a football field or two. Just allow it to take up as much space as it needs. It may also run quite deep. Allow the depth. Notice the depth of the sensations. Acknowledge the presence and make space for them. Don't try to hold on to them or make them go away. Because when we do that, we fuse with it. We become entwined in it. Instead, just make space. And as you make space for it, as you allow it to be what it is, acknowledge its presence, give it permission to be there, an interesting thing happens. You'll diffuse, which simply means to separate from the experience. And as you separate and diffuse from the experience, it has less grip over you. The intensity tends to lessen all on its own, all by itself, without trying to make it or force it happen. It just happens all on its own. So giving it permission to be there allows you to eventually, in time, separate from it. May take a few minutes or more. It may take a few weeks, but whatever it takes is what it needs. So open your heart to whatever you're feeling, make space for it, Embrace it with compassion and kindness. Allow it to be there and be curious about it. Make space for the discomfort, for the tension, for the anxiety, for the frustration, that shame, that feeling of inadequacy, that longing to be accepted, that desire to be approved of. Make space for it. Welcoming it into your experience. Befriend it. And as you do, watch the sensations change in a very natural way, moment to moment. Sometimes they'll grow stronger, sometimes they weaken, sometimes they stay the same. It doesn't really matter what they do, just simply breathe calmly in and out, to and from the sensations. Imagining the breath moving into that area from that region of the body. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better, but to get better at feeling. The purpose is not to feel better, but to get better at feeling. Feeling what exactly it is, not making it into something else, ignoring or minimizing or fusing with it, but to simply just allow it to be and be okay with feeling the feelings. And if ever you notice you're unable to focus on your breathing because the sensations or emotions are so intense, you can simply breathe in to the emotions. Breathe in to the sensations. Direct the breath there. Let go of your focus on the breath, but shift your focus to this place of discomfort, the intensity of the emotion. Direct your attention there and breathe on or into that discomfort. Stay with it, no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What does it really feel like? Are you willing to make room for the discomfort, for the distress? Allow it to be there. Are you willing to be with it, whatever it is, whatever you experience? Along with the physical sensations in your body, you'll notice thoughts. Thoughts about sensations. Thoughts about thoughts. Thoughts about emotions. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluations such as dangerous, getting worse, can't handle it, too overwhelming, can't do this. If this happens, simply label those evaluations as judging, thinking, and return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind says it is. Your mind says it, you can't handle it. Your mind says it's getting worse. Your mind says it's dangerous. This is not the experience as it's happening in the raw. This is simply what your mind tells you it is. So return to your attention to the experience as it truly is in the raw. Notice thoughts as thoughts. Notice feelings as feelings. Notice physical sensations in the body as physical sensations. Notice urges as urges. Urges are any behavior. An urge to yell, avoid, scream, withdraw, ruminate. Whatever the urge is, notice the urges as urges. Nothing more, nothing less. And again, to help you experience the difference between yourself, your thoughts, yourself, your feelings, yourself, your urges, yourself and the physical sensations, you can just silently say to yourself, ah, there's worry. Ah, there's tightness. Ah, there's an urge. Notice the thoughts, the feelings, the physical sensations, the urges. Recognize them as if you're observing them from a distance. You are not what your thoughts say you are. You are not what your feelings say you are. No matter how persistent the thoughts and feelings are, no matter how intense the feelings are or the beliefs are, you can always make space for the experience as it is. Make that space a kind, gentle, loving space, a welcome home. Noticing that thoughts and feelings come and go. You are not your thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, or behaviors. Allow yourself to be present to what you're afraid of, the doubts you have, the worries you have. Allow yourself to be present with all of these things. Be present with the fears, with the criticisms, with the doubts, with the pressures. Notice them all. Acknowledge their presence. And as you do that, as you allow yourself to be present with them as they are, with your values, with your commitments, you'll understand more about what's happening in your moment, in your body, in the moment, what's happening in your mind, in the moment. And you can ask yourself, what can I do for myself right now that is kind? Where do I want to go right now? What do I want to do? So practicing this exercise, I'd like you to bring to mind a recent time where you were frustrated, self-critical, had that strong urge to please, anxious, angry, overwhelmed, sad, tired. Shift your attention there to this situation that was difficult for you. It could be a troubling thought, a worry, an image, intense bodily sensation, an urge. Gently, directly, and firmly bring this back to your awareness. Shift your attention there, onto it and into it, into the discomfort, no matter how bad it seems. Notice the strong feelings as they arise in your body. Allow them to be there as they are, rather than what your mind tells you where they are. Notice the emotions in your body as they inhabit you. Now simply hold them in your awareness. Stay with the discomfort. Stay with your breath. Gently open up to the experience, whatever it is and whatever it'll become. Make space for it. Accept it. More and more space, as much space as it needs, while bringing compassion and focused attention to the discomfort. If you notice the tendency to tense up, to resist, to push it away, to escape, numb and avoid, acknowledge that too. See if you can make space for whatever you're experiencing. Must these feelings, must these thoughts be your enemy? Must you truly run away, minimize, ignore, dismiss the experience as it is in this moment? Instead, can you make room for it? Can you have it? Can you notice it? Can you let it be? What does it really feel like moment to moment? What does it really feel like to experience it all? Is it something that you must struggle with? Need it be your enemy? Can you invite it in? saying to yourself quietly in your own words, let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel because it's my experience right now. Make room for it. As much room as it needs. Is this discomfort, is this distress something you must resist or repel? Can you make space for it in your heart? Can you be compassionate with yourself that you're experiencing it? Can you feel it? Can you be curious about it? Can you be understanding and kind towards yourself and your experience? Open up and embrace your experience. You may notice new thoughts coming, new feelings coming, new physical sensations, new urges. You may notice new thoughts, about your feelings, about your sensations, about your urges. When this happens, invite them in too, softening, opening up to them as you become aware. If you notice your mind coming up with judgments, labels, like getting worse, dangerous, simply thank your mind for the label. Return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind judges it to be. Notice the thoughts as thoughts, words, simply words going through your head. Notice the physical sensations as physical sensation, nothing more, nothing less. Notice the feelings as feelings. Notice the urges to do or not do certain things as simply that. Just an impulse, just an urge. Nothing more, nothing less. Whenever we experience pain, be it emotional pain or physical pain, when we resist the experience, push it down, push it away, ignore it, minimize it, we experience suffering. Suffering is avoidable as long as we're willing to open up and feel the pain. We can feel the pain exactly as it is, not as our mind builds it into something else, not as our mind tells you it is. Feel the pain as it is, without resistance, numbing, escaping, or avoiding. We avoid suffering. We minimize suffering. Pain times resistance equals suffering. Pain times resistance equals suffering. Stay with the discomfort for as long as it pulls your attention. This may take moments, may take hours. Stay with it as long as it pulls your attention. If and when you sense the distress, the discomfort, the pleasing, the anxiety, the overwhelm, the sadness, the frustration, that urge to avoid criticism, whenever you notice that has settled, it's no longer pulling for your attention, you can let it go. And you can let these feelings go in many different ways. You can imagine blowing them out to the wind like you would bubbles in the summer. You can imagine them combusting into ashes and blowing it away. You can imagine it, the distress, the discomfort, melting like an ice cube, melting into nothing. You can imagine putting it on a paper boat and floating it down the river, blowing it away. Whatever makes sense for you. Whenever the discomfort no longer pulls on your attention, it's time to let it go. So taking a moment to do that as I'm quiet, imagine releasing it, letting it go. Good. Not like you'd imagine a beautiful room. And you're at the doorway of that beautiful room, as you are today. And across the beautiful room is an image of you. And this image of you is a slightly more ideal version. Could be 5% better, 10% better, 15, 20, 100, whatever you envision. And this slightly more ideal version of you is more ideal in some specific way that's meaningful to you. That could be more calm, more assertive, more self-validating, more soothing, whatever it is for you. I'd like you to choose one, two ways that this more ideal version of you is. How is this version of you across the room from you more ideal? What are the two ways that are most important to you to focus on now? And when you picture this version of you across the room, picture how the version of you across the room is more ideal in these ways and embodies those qualities. Notice how she stands and moves. Notice how she looks, how she interacts. Notice what's different about her. Now see the pathway between you and her. There's a pathway and it's blocked. There's things that are getting in the way, blocking the path. And these things blocking in the path may be certain beliefs. They may be certain actions or inactions. They may be certain ways you see yourself. These things blocking the path maybe things you're doing or not doing, thinking or not thinking, ways you need to take care of yourself that you're not doing. But simply see for now what's blocking the path. When you look at you today and the ideal you in whatever way you've sculpted, look and see what's blocking the path. Notice that now. And then ask yourself, what tool do you need? What help do you need? What beliefs and behaviors do you need to clear that path? And I want you to see yourself doing that now. And as you clear that path, you're taking one step at a time closer to the ideal you. See yourself doing that now. Clearing that path, changing those beliefs, getting that help, doing those things, not doing other things, taking care of yourself in certain ways, whatever makes sense to you. See yourself grabbing those tools and clearing the path. See yourself, feel yourself doing that. And as you clear that path, as you take steps closer to the ideal you. Notice what it feels like to move along that path, to eventually get so close to the ideal you that you can step into your body and you can look out into the world through your eyes. And whatever values you chose, be it confidence, self-validation, self-acceptance, assertiveness, strength, determination, courage, confidence, whatever it is, I want you to look out through those eyes. When you get there, step into the body, look out through the eyes, see what life is like, embodying those qualities. See how life is different. See how you see the world differently. See how you see yourself differently. Notice what's important to you. Why is that difference important to you? What does it bring to your life? How does it change your life? What is it like knowing that you can have this, you can feel this way? You can see yourself in the world this way. What is it like knowing that you can have this? You can feel this one day. What is it like? I can get there. So as this practice comes to a close, I want you to take a moment to notice how this exercise was beneficial for you today. Sometimes this exercise will be challenging. It's important to not let that challenge stand in the way of practicing it over and over. The judgments, the pressure that will show up when your practice is driven by a particular result can get in the way. So it's important to just allow the practice to unfold as ever it does for you on that particular day. There's no right or wrong way to be mindful. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with time. It needs to be cultivated, watered, practiced to grow. It has many possible results, not just one. So be kind with yourself as you practice. It may be helpful to track your experiences, noting each time how it was helpful and beneficial to you. Each and every time you practice it, it'll be different. It'll be different in a meaningful but different way, and that's okay. Mindful acceptance is a skill. Like a seedling, it needs to be cultivated to grow. There's many possible results, not just one. You may feel relaxed during or after the exercise, or you may not, and that's okay too. All the responses are fine. So in a moment, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.